HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the tzivui to Moshe on the Machzitz HaShekel as a kapara for the sin of the Egel Hazav. But Moshe was unsure, says the Medrash, about what this Chatzi Shekel was supposed to look like, and therefore the Torah says, Zeh Yidnu, this is what you have to give, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe a matbea shalish. He showed him what the coin would look like, and he showed it and made it a fiery coin. And says the Chasam Sofer, what's the significance of showing the matbea shalish? Why does it need to be in fire? Just show him the coin. What's the symbolism and the significance behind the fiery coin? And more than that, asks the Chasam Sofer, the Torah requires ha'asher lo yarbe ve'hadal lo yamit mimachasis ha'shekel, that the wealthy person cannot give more than half a shekel. But why not? At the end of the day, if you're giving a kapara on your nefesh, if you have the ability to give more, why not give more? Why shouldn't we accept more? Six. Explains the Chasam Sofer, the significance of the matbea shel esh is to teach us, or for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell Moshe to teach Klal Yisrael, that it doesn't matter what you give as much as it matters how you give it. It's nice to give a large, significant donation, but if you give it without the excitement and joy that should come along with giving that tzedakah, which really isn't yours, it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu's money anyways, if you don't have that joy, then it's meaningless. It doesn't have the same oomph as if you're giving a smaller amount of money and you're doing it with simcha, with excitement, with passion. The matbea shel esh, the fire, said the esh kodesh, if someone has a fire of this fiery joy, the simcha shel mitzvah, that's how you have to give the tzedakah to help others. And this explains the Chasam Sofer, is that while it's true that the usher cannot give physically, cannot make a donation, a larger donation than a poor person, everyone is required to give the same amount of money. But the truth is, the value of their giving can be very different. Because the person who gives that half shekel feeling like he's obligated to do it and not excited about it, that half shekel is meaningless. But the person who gives it with excitement, with a love and a fire, that half shekel is worth millions. So really, he'ashir lo yarbe v'hadal lo yamit, it's not necessarily the case. While the actual money is the same, the value towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very different. And this, says the Chasam Sofer, explains the beginning of Parshas Truma. Vayikchu li truma me'es kol ish asher yidvenu libo, tikhu es truma si, that who are we supposed to take the truma from the person whose heart moves him. What's the significance of accepting the tzedakah from someone, or for the truma from those whose hearts move them? Take it from anybody. Say, no, that's the point. The point is, when it comes to giving tzedakah, when it comes to giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what we want, and that truma is referring to the half shekel that was given for the adonim. So the same truma, what do we want? This half shekel is not about the monetary gift, but it's about the value and the excitement that you put behind it. It's the way that you give it. It's the how, not the what. And that fits in really nicely with the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Tzedakah. The Rambam writes that kol hanosein tzedakah la'ani b'sefer panim ra'os upanav kevushos bakarka afilu nasano elef zuhuvim. Anyone who gives tzedakah with sefer panim ra'os, with a bad disposition, and they don't even make eye contact with the person, they keep their head down, even because they're unhappy to give it, not as a sense of humility, even if you give them millions and millions of dollars, there's no zechus. You have nothing. Rather, when you give it, it's supposed to be done with sefer panim yafos, because what matters to HaKadosh Baruch Hu most is the intent and the motivation. If you're just doing it to fulfill your obligation, or someone's forcing you to do it, or for whatever, any other similar reason, without any excitement, the tzedakah is the gift. The mitzvah is meaningless. Sure, it will help somebody else, but your mitzvah, your schar, is meaningless. We say schar mitzvah b'hai al maleika. The schar in this world, there's none. It's all for olam haba. So this mitzvah that you give, it's meaningless. There's no schar mitzvah. You're given over the kesef, but it means nothing. When we want to give, we want to make sure that not only do we make a significant donation, not only what we give is nice, but more importantly, how we give it is going to make all the difference in the world, not just to the ani, not just to the person who needs it, but also to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Have a good day.